Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett appeared pleased this week after the Common Council approved an ordinance targeting lead water pipes. It requires homeowners to replace their lead laterals if a leak occurs outside in the water system. Crews would remove the pipes, and the city would charge some of the cost to the homeowner's property tax bill to be paid over time. The homes affected were built before 1951, when lead plumbing was considered safe. A researcher tells WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz that although there is no simple, cheap fix, the city must act to prevent lead from causing potential brain damage in young children, and Milwaukee could establish a national model.
Dr. Yana Lambrini-Due's gentle nature might be misleading. The Virginia Tech researcher has thrown herself into the middle of drinking water issues for years, starting in 2001, when Washington, D.C. faced a massive crisis. Lambrini-Due lives there.
This was the most severe lead in drinking water crisis that our country has seen, and that was the moment where I decided I will never stop working on this issue until we solve it.
She helped train the Virginia Tech team that riveted attention on Flint, Michigan, when its drinking water became contaminated with lead. And Lambrini-Due served on a national work group that reviewed the 1991 lead and copper rule. Yet she says the resulting revisions are not adequately stringent.
The lead and copper rule only requires utilities to treat the water enough to prevent large-scale, severe, citywide contamination. The rule does not require water utilities to ensure that lead in the water in people's individual homes and schools releases no lead.
Despite what Lambrini-Due calls a regulatory vacuum that leaves citizens, especially the very young, at risk of lead contamination, she thinks Milwaukee could be heading in the right direction.
When they do water main work or other street projects and they encounter lead laterals as they're digging up the streets, it is absolutely the right time to be removing those pipes.
Over the last few weeks, community partners have also helped distribute over 2,000 lead filters. Lambrini-Due says, kudos.
Filtering seems to be like a very good first level of defense. And then replacement of all lead-bearing plumbing is really necessary for the long term.
Lambrini-Due counts community engagement as another powerful tool and says she's observing it in Milwaukee.
Residents here in Milwaukee are taking charge by not only educating themselves, but educating the leadership about the science of lead in water. And when this happens, that's the most promising time for change because it puts communities on an equal footing with their leaders and it allows communities to demand change.
Lambrini-Due believes it takes an engaged citizenry to recognize the layers of complexity, such as the limitations of testing water at home.
You can turn on a tap and fill up a glass 10 different times, and your water could be lead-free.
She says the 11th time.
You turn on your tap, and you fill up your glass, and you have a lead particle, an actual piece of, it could be 100% lead.
So while she applauds Milwaukee's plan to gradually remove every inch of lead lateral beneath the city, Lambrini-Due says risks lurk within homes, schools, and businesses.
It could be a lead solder or lead from leaded brass. And that piece could contain astronomical levels of lead that can even exceed lead concentrations in the abortion pills used in the 1900s.
For now, Lambrini-Due says what's important to keep top of mind is that for the most vulnerable, the very young, no amount of lead is safe. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.